Your Credit Matters is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Right now is a challenging time for the world, but especially here in Louisiana. We live large in Louisiana, and when it comes to our diet and health, that's not always a good thing. We've learned that COVID-19 attacks weaknesses in people's immune systems. That's why we want you to use your head and stop the spread. You can call the Keep Calm Through COVID hotline at 866-310-7977 or learn more by going to coronavirus.la.gov. It's time to get serious, Louisiana. We can beat this.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Get ready for something new. Introducing Uncle Ugg.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I gotta work.
Uncle Ugg with his brand new EP, I Gotta Work.
I gotta work.
Uncle Ugg, party with me.
We gonna party tonight.
You can't leave. Took everything. For promo and bookings, 318-322-0683. Also 318-581-0560 or UncleUgBooking@gmail.com. Uncle Ugg, the brand new EP, I Gotta Work. Uncle Ugg.
Hi, this is Greg Phillips inviting you to join me weekday nights, Tuesday through Friday. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on KAYT. It's the Junk Joint Party. Don't miss it. Your favorite blues, Zydeco, adult R&B, old school, and so much more. The Junk Joint Party. It's only here on KAYT.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
Tell your neighbor you're looking at one. You're looking at one. You're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been in a season of miracles. I'm speaking something different. I'm speaking something.
Laughable Wade Hampton Show.
That's Anthony Brown in Group Therapy with This Week. You're listening to the Wade Hampton Show. We call it the Hamp Camp on KAYT-FM in Alexandria, Shreveport, Monroe, Lake Charles, and Natchez, Mississippi. And, of course, around the world at www.kaytfm.com. One of my favorite verses is 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 8. It says this. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. That's the New International Version. I like that. What about you? Are you ready for Bible Jeopardy clue number 3? Remember, put who is or what is in front of your response and you'll be responding in the form of a question. Here we go. Bible Jeopardy clue number 3. During what Jewish feast would the Romans release one Jewish prisoner? Was it Pentecost? Was it Passover? Was it the Feast of Trumpets or the Feast of Tabernacles? During what Jewish feast would the Romans release one Jewish prisoner? Was it Pentecost, Passover, Trumpets, or Tabernacles? John 18, 39 has the correct response. Go there, get with me, and see if you can respond correctly. You can go to Facebook Live and respond as well. My number is 318-484-2500 or toll-free 1-877-464-2500. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up this hour. Here's Travis Green with Won't Let Go.
Journey always enough when I am lonely, you're the everything I need, love all around me. You'll never leave me alone. When I'm ready to give, Lord, you won't let me go. You keep holding me. When I'm ready to give, Lord, you won't let me go.
Let's go, 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 go. Let's go.
The hits you love on your hit music station.
K-A-Y-T, K-Q-J-O-F-M.
New music now.
Say, come back to me. Say, big, big, big. Big, big, big. Let me think of big, big, big.
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 Let me tell you what I'm saying. Keep it going.
I'm gonna tell you, see.
What do you
say? Come back to me.
Come back to me.
You got a dream, you see it. You see it, get it in your mind, then tell us. Say,
come back to me.
Big, big, big.
Big, big, big.
I want to go. Wow, wow, wow.
Come back to me.
Come back to me.
Come back to me.
Big, big, big.
Oh, big, big, big.
Oh, come back to me.
You
got to come bigger.
Big,
big, big.
I've been praying for it.
Get it in your spirit.
Good morning. I just fell in love with that song the first time I heard it. It's Kiara Sheard. It's called Big, Big, Big. Good morning. Welcome to the Wade Hampton Show. Today is Receptionist Day, and they're there when you need them. When you call to make an appointment, they're there. They call and make sure that you remember to make your appointment. And when you need a referral, well, they're the ones who take the call and make sure it happens. And when there's a cancellation, they call and let you know of the change. They do the paperwork, they keep everything in order, and they get their boss's lunch. Well, maybe I'm going a little bit too far with that one. But anyway, receptionists deserve a holiday all their own. They're the ones who greet you when you come in the building. And even right now, during this pandemic, when receptionists may be in a temporary layoff right now, we still honor all receptionists and people who do the dirty work. I mean, that's real dirty work. I've done that before, but I love it. I love greeting people. And if you are a receptionist or if you're in the customer service building, let me remind you people, particularly young people, smile. Never get aggravated with your customers. I don't care how crazy they become. You see, because you're there because of them. And if it wasn't for them, there's no need for you. You know, the one thing that really kind of gets to me a little bit is to see a young person with an attitude and you're in the customer service business. Don't do that. Please. Please. All right? All right. Just in case you had not heard the correct response in Bible Jeopardy clue number 3, let's get to that right now. During what Jewish feast would the Romans release one Jewish prisoner? Was it Pentecost, Passover, Trumpets, or Tabernacles? John 18:39 has the correct response. And if you said, what is the Passover? That would be the correct answer. What is the Passover? You're 3 for 3. Keep it up. Good going. Thank you so much for playing Bible Jeopardy with us. And thank you for tuning in to the Wade Hampton Show. We've got birthdays coming up as advertised and much more right here. Don't go anywhere.
The Unstoppable Wade. Unstoppable Wade.
Signs showing the rapture of the church is near. The power of the tide and the 7 blessings of the tide. The new book by John Hoffman sheds new light on ancient Bible prophecies. This book may revolutionize how you see God's church. Part 1 tells us that we must make the rapture. Many Christians in the church may still be living apart from God. Part 2 explains how to live in a whatsoever prosperous zone and walk in our inheritance God promised us in these last days by honoring the tithe. The Holy Spirit speaks through your man or woman of God. We're to take instruction and correction. We're never too old. Christian Faith Publishing presents John Hoffman's Signs Showing the Rapture of the Church is Near. Available at Barnes & Noble, iTunes, and Amazon. The video trailer is also on YouTube. John Hoffman is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM.
I'm Governor John Bel Edwards, and I'm asking you to use your head to stop the spread of COVID-19. Stay at home whenever you can, wear masks when in public, and practice good hygiene. I know this is stressful. I hope you will stay positive. But if you need to talk, please call the Keeping Calm Through COVID hotline at 866-310-7977. We have trained counselors who can offer you support. All calls are confidential. Use your head to stop the spread.
Too much stuff and not enough space. Minimax Self-Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control, whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's Minimax Self-Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of Minimax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
We have just successfully elected 2 black men for U.S. Senate in Mississippi. Through voting, we have ensured that 80% of our state representatives here in the U.S. South are either black or Native American. Sounds like wishful thinking? In the 1870s, this was actually the history we made through grassroots organizing, and we used the U.S. Census to do it. Coming out of slavery, we organized for black political power, and the census count in 1870 allowed for the creation of the first majority-minority districts in U.S. history. These new districts allowed for a radical change in who represented us in the Senate, Congress, and state houses. In 2020, we will again have an opportunity to take part in the census and make sure every adult and child in our household is counted. Ensuring an accurate count during the U.S. Census is part of our black history. Let's make history again by making sure everyone we know is counted.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. I used to love the Sunday comics as a kid. Peanuts, Blondie, Ziggy, and Family Circus, just to name a few. I also appreciate the intelligence of BC, especially when creator Johnny Hart would throw in some creative religious reference. In one Easter strip, he drew a caveman pointing to an empty tomb and shouting, "Yes!" I admired his courage. Hart's prehistoric DC comic strip, which made its debut in 1958, is one of the most popular comics of all time, putting a caveman twist on everyday life. When he became a Christian in 1984, his newfound faith began to appear in his comics, varying from lighthearted comedy to moving and thought-provoking content. This is what it means to live hope. How are you expressing your faith in a courageous way? Ask God how you might play a part in telling God's grand love story to the world.
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, let's say happy birthday to the people who celebrate Wednesday, May 13th as their birthday. Let's say happy birthday to Stephen Robinson. He celebrates 29 today. Happy birthday to you. It's a happy 54th birthday to LaDonna Smith. Herb D. is celebrating his 31st birthday today. A. Webb Moran Joffrion, good morning and happy birthday to you. Deborah Robinson Kelly celebrates her 54th birthday, and she's raising money for the cancer research in the UK. Happy birthday. My friend, my boy, my homie, Reverend Victor White celebrates his birthday today. Happy birthday to you. And, of course, to all the birthday people near and far, whether we called your name or not, we want you to live long and to prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
And, of course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, if it's safe to do, give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. You know, today many people in the world are facing a far greater fear than they've ever felt in their lifetime. Crises of all kinds, an abundance of misinformation. It's taking our sanity to a new level. Our world has never felt less at peace and more filled with fear. You know, fear is not a new concept. From the beginning of Scripture and throughout its pages, fear is present and it's acted upon. While fear may always be a part of our lives, how we respond to our fear is what matters the most. It's easy to become controlled by a spirit of fear. God has a calling for your life, and a spirit of fear will hold you back from fulfilling that calling. Paul writes to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power, love, and sound judgment." You're controlled by fear when fear becomes a prison. Take, for example, Genesis 3 and 8. "Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden." God created Adam and Eve to have a relationship with him. They walk freely and talk with God throughout their days. Adam and Eve did not need to hide from God because they hadn't experienced sin. Fear did not enter the world until Adam and Eve chose to disobey God. And once they did sin and disobeyed God, their sin created a prison of fear as they covered their bodies and physically hid from him. They feared his response to their sin. They feared their new awareness of sin. They became imprisoned by fear, unable to experience the freedom of their relationship with God. You see, when fear takes over, we want to hide from everyone, especially God. Our fear keeps us in bondage. Whether we are fearful of the future or becoming ill or experiencing job loss, fear can control us to the point of turning away and hiding from God. Through prayer and worship in God's presence, you can shift your eyes to the one who helps you move out of the shadows of fear and into the light of freedom. I hope that that freed you in some way, and I enjoyed doing it and bringing it to you. Leah Lively wrote an article about fear, and I think that that's appropriate for right now. Amen. I'm hoping to join you again tomorrow morning following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas as you get ready to do the rest of this day with us here at KAYT-FM. We've got music and ministries on the way, and I hope that you enjoy the rest of the day. Know this. There are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive. And keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, well, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. Amen. All right. Until we meet again, remember, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.